Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Moed Katan Daf Vov in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Hey. Starting the two dots, seven lines on the top of the Amud. One can collect the bones of his parents because it's a simcha for him. So the Gemara explains. But we sure know you kavim oisom b'ma'amuris. They put him into deep pits. Once the body decomposed, they took the bones, and they put in there into coffins. It was Avelus that he still was dealing with his father and mother, they, you know, that they were dead. Then he was sad, happiness. Oh, now the din stopped by them. So you may know that's a machlekes in our Mishnah. Rabbi Meir says the main thing is the simcha, and the mayat, even that one day, is not even avelus. Rabbi Meir says, no, it's still avelus that one day, so don't do it in the mayat. Says the Gemara, Tanya Mavir Oron Mimokim Lemokim. If he's carrying a coffin from place to place, he's not removing from a pit to a coffin, anyone should look at that somas. Just moving the pit is not look at that somas. That's only if the coffin is made out of stone. Ruchayim brings two explanations, either because Arnshel Eitz, he decomposes there and the Evan not so much, or because the Evan is considered to be that he's in the ground. So he's not considered to be that he took him out. But Shel Eitz is considered to be that he's moving him from place to place. Moving him in a coffin made out of wood. Because it means a mitpachas, a kerchief, means taking in not inside a coffin, but taking them in a bed or in a bag. Says the Gemara, we're going to use now Reb Chaim's girso, which we're going to skip with the following line and go back to it in a moment. Reb Chagai b'shem b'zoyro, he said likutei atzomas keshmuon, which means you take the actual bones. Says the Gemara, now we're going back one line. The Tani Ken, we have a brisa this way. He takes bone by bone once the flesh decomposes. Says the Gemara, Tani in Shmuel likutei atzomus. Shmuel means somebody hears that somebody in his body and his family died, he has to do yom Shmuel. There's a yom of avelus. Someone heard about likutei atzomus that the bones were coming or were moved from place to place. There's no avelus of hearing of that. That's only if you heard the day after, because the whole likud atzomus, the whole avelus there is only one day. Here's the same day of likud atzomus. Then he will have that one day of avelus. Ask the Gemara, v'yashir likud atzomus, is there a shear? How many bones have to be moved? Tano na kimoichi koyme abzehiro ain't shear likud atzomus. He said, right, so there's no shear. Continues the Gemara and says, kehado, the word kehado, something get out, because it's something new. Ramano oyre le'apil dekifro, likroya ulisabel kerav ocho. That the avelus go to chumro like rav acho, that even when he's going in a coffin of wood, moving from place to place, he has to do an avelus. But shaloli samur is kerabesi. But the kohanim shtam become tome, like the shita of rabesi, the liquid at samois is only when he's not taking it into a coffin at all. He's going to chumra both sides. You have to do a velus for even a coffin. Don't become tummit to it if he's a kohen, unless it's not part of a coffin. So he's going to chumra in that area. You don't do different types of eulogies for likutei atzomus. You don't do the birkas avelim and chumi avelim. What is that? Chaim says, Yerushalmi learns, there's a bracha, a special bracha they do in shul for the avelim. They stand in two lines and say nechama to the avel. You don't do that when you do likutei atzomus. Tani oval aval oimim alem dvorim. You do say things. Mayim dvorim. Rabbanan amri kilusim. You say some shvach for the mace. That you do even likut atzomas. Reb Chaim brings another pshat from the tour. That you say kilusim la kodesh bochu. Meshabach kodesh bochu on tchias amesim. Sigma vilo ye oire al mesoi. The Mishnah mentioned that they shan't do oire al meso. What is that? Ezu ha'iru maskirosoi ben amesim. And when he mentions a different mace, a eulogy and a mace, don't include this mace as well. Filoyespidano, don't do a direct eulogy. Ezu hespet, shoselo hespet b'fniatzmoi. On his own, give him his own hespet. So how could it be that you will have any type of hespet that you could include him? Hadas omar b'yoshan. That's only an old mace. Al bechodesh a new mace mutter. Eizu chodesh reizu yoshon. Chodesh betoch shloshim yoyim. Yoshon lachar shloshim yoyim. So a mace that died more than 30 days before the regal, once you get close to the regal, you're not allowed to do any eulogy on him. But someone who died within 30 days, you could do a eulogy. Kedirus gmar navov amud beis. Tani loiso erer isha livyaso b'moyet. Rav Chaim brings two explanations. Either he means livyaso as a lashon of a yilala, of a kino, some kind of a eulogy the woman does, or it means he should not do a hesped for her husband. Rav Nachman mishem Ramano my livyaso kevodetemai tidim oyre livyason. The word livyaso comes to the pasuk hatidim oyre livyason. Either again lashon of yilala, lashon of hesped, or a lashon of a husband, someone that is milavet to him, lashon livui. Tani Loisa Odomisha Shesh Labonim Afiluba Kever. Prison should not marry a woman who has children, even if the children died. Olabiyasibni Maisa Sheiro. It's referring to a Maisa that there was a woman who married a man, she had children that died, she took the dead child out of the caver and said that the husband killed him. And if they're alive, they're going to come to a meriva, to a fight, so better not to marry a woman who has children. Halacha Vav Zok Demishtah. Ein Choifrim Kuchim Vekvoros Bemoyet. Kuchim is a chafiro, is a pit or a cave, and a kvaris is an abinyan, something that's built above ground. You're not allowed to do the bimoyim for the mace. Ava mechanchim is a kuchim. You can fix the kuchim. We'll see the Gemara exactly in what way. Voisim nivreches. You can do a nivreches. What is a nivreches? So Reb Chaim brings two explanations. Either it means nivreches akoivsim, meaning a small pit where they use for laundry, or refers to a temporary caver. When you have a mace, you can put it into the nivreches, you can dig a temporary caver. For aroin ima mace bechotzer, you could make an aroin for a mace. You can make a coffin for a mace if the mace is in the chotzer. So you can do it in the chotzer. Rabbi Oiser, he says you can't build a new coffin, and you can yeshivon esorim unless you have already the wood. So the Gemara ezu chinuch kvaras. What is that? What does it mean to correct, to fix the caver? It means to put plaster on it. If it was a long aroin, you could make it shorter. If you want to make it longer, or you want to make it wider, you can do it only from one side, not from both sides, because why should you do both sides? You don't have to work in both sides of the coffin. You should do one side the length that you need. You can be more makel with a coffin. Says, well, what is that? So again, either it means a pit for laundry, or it means a temporary caver. Depends on the tupshatim. If you're talking about for laundry, it means toishav, it's sitting and it's not flowing water. Or toishav means it's an aray, it's something temporary, it's called a bekiah. For a army, a mace bechotzah, you could do in the chotzah for a mace who was there. Hadoda toma bimace she'enu mefursim. Some people, is that famous? Nobody knows that he died. How a mace mefursim, you know that everybody knows it. Or sim la aron afilu b'shuk, you could build a coffin even in the marketplace, during the moyet. Says the Gemara, Kadoma Chanan Chavon de Rabbanin, Chananyo, the friend of Rabbanin was Nifter, of the Lay Arim Mishuko, they build a coffin in the market. Hakom Moidim Shelo Yokut Loros, everybody agrees they should not chop down cedar trees for the Arim. You should not come and be cutting stones in order to prepare a caver. Ayuchatzuvo is if the stones already cut, so Tafluktah de Abiyud Rabbanon, I'll be the Machlekes of Abiyud Rabbanon, if you can, the same way Machlekes have in the Mishnah, can you build a coffin with the same Machlekes, can you dig a caver? Halacha Zayin Zok the Mishnah of Einoisim Noshim Bemoyet. One should not marry during Chol HaMoyet. Loi Besulois, Filoi Almonos, doesn't matter if it's a first marriage or a second marriage. Filoi Miyabim, and don't do a Yibum. To marry a wife of a deceased brother who doesn't have children, Pesheshim Cholilo, it's a happiness. Have a machzer gushasoy to bring back his divorced wife. That's okay. For you say isha tachshitei b'moyet, a woman can do or tachshitim, which we'll see in the Gemara what it is in the moyet. V'idoyimer isha lo tasud, she not put in seed, which is a type of lime. But she nivula when she puts the seed, even though she eventually will enjoy it, but the time the seed is on her face, that's something which is nivul and makes her look not in a nice way. So the Gemara, no, you seem not shiva moyed Shimon Barbo b'shir Rabbi Yochanan. What's the reason? Mipnei bitul pura b'rivio. So people will not be butler for pura b'rivio because they're going to push off their wedding until the moyed. Pon kemei avyoso ha'evid ma'ushi yisava moyed. What about a slave? Can a slave may have a wedding in the moyed? Omele nishmim yadol. Let's learn from the following. It says in the Mishnah, b'shichetz yehav b'chetz ben choyrin. And there it says they have to release him because he cannot be butler for pura b'rivio. So says the Gemara again, we use the Gisa of Rav Chaim, it goes to the next sentence, then goes back to the first sentence. So Adam was shaved in Mitzuve, al Pir of Rivia. And Rabbi Shimon Bar explained that you cannot do a wedding in the Moed because you're going to push off the wedding to the Moed. So anyone who's involved in the Pir of Rivia, including a slave, cannot do it in the Moed because he's going to push the wedding to then. Another reason why he cannot marry the Moed, he's not allowed to mix Simchas together. So you can't have the Simcha of the wedding combined with the Simcha of the Moed. How do we know that? Rabbi Loh Shamal Aminado, you learn from the following. Ki Chanukas HaMizbeach Osto Shivas Yomim V'Achak Shivas Yomim. The time of Shlomi HaMelech, they did 7 days of the Simcha of the Binyan Bris HaMikdash, and then 7 days of the Moed. Why didn't you combine them together? You're not supposed to combine two Simchas together. Continues the Gemara of Zayin Amud Aleph. Rav Yaakov Ba'acho Shomalim Inado, you learn from the following. Malesh Shavua Zoyis, it says by Yaakov Avinu, that after you end the 7 days of Simcha of Leah, then you can marry Rochel. So you can't marry the Simcha with Simcha. The reason why he can't do a wedding in Chol HaMoed is because he's going to be so busy with the wedding and he won't be busy with the Yom Tov. We have a brace that says the one could marry on Erev Yom Tov. So the Gemara goes and checks if this brace fits with the three explanations that we said. Using the Gisa of Rav Chaim, Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina said that works because Erev Yom Tov, you don't have a problem with marrying simcha b'simcha. You don't have a simcha in Erev Yom Tov. Leisa do pligo Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says the problem is because of bitul pir of Erevio, a person will not push off his wedding to Erev Yom Tov. Erev Yom Tov, people are too busy to schedule a wedding for that day. V'afilu al Rabbi Lazar leisi pligo. Rabbi Lazar says b'nei ha-toyrach, it's not a machlekes either. Why not? If you do the wedding on Erev Yom Tov, you're going to be busy with the Shabbos brachas doing Chol HaMoed, so again you have a problem of a toyrach. Says the Gemara, no, Amar Abba, Olos Kalso, once the Kala goes into the Chuppah, Nafaks Tarchuso. So the Tircha is gone. The main Tircha is the first day, is the wedding. The Shebrach is not such a big Tircha, and that you could do during Chol HaMoed. So all three reasons fit with the Braisa that says you could do it on Erev Yom Tov. With this we conclude, Yerushalayim Moed Katan Davov.